Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's nice to see you here this morning. I'm sure that some of you were here last night, so this is your second time. I'm Lauren Wilson. I'm a local Dharma leader at SIMS, and I would like to introduce you, perhaps for the second time, to Dave Leggett, our teacher this morning, for a day of insight dialogue practice. And this is a practice dear to my heart. In 2007, when Gregory first came to SIMS, I went to his workshop, and it really introduced me to a wonderful, wonderful practice. So I'm very delighted that Dave has come here from Canada, from Toronto, to lead us in a day of relational practice and with a very deep contemplation. Dave has was introduced to the Dharma practice of insight dialogue 11 years ago. And after he had been practicing Vipassana for many years, he became an insight dialogue facilitator in 2016. And as part of the insight dialogue teaching community, he has been teaching workshops and retreats since then. And he also facilitates a weekly drop-in session that has a global community of participants. To promote the value of spiritual friendship, he founded the annual Insight Dialogue Kalyana Mitata Retreat. And I read that it was called A Gathering of Beautiful Friends. So in that spirit, today we get to participate and show our gratitude and be enriched by that practice. If you would like to offer Donna some generosity to Dave or to SIMS in support of us being able to experience this today, Dave will explain how you can do that at his website. And if you would like to donate to SIMS, there are baskets out in the hallway, or you could go to the Insight Seattle Insight Meditation website under an offer under donations. And there's a basket also. So thank you very much. Dave, you can take over now because we know all the details.
So let's just begin with some guided meditation, just to settle us down. So just finding a seat, finding that contact point between body and earth. That's taking a couple of deep breaths. Just listening to the sound of the bell. This body sitting, breathing. Feeling the support of the earth. Allowing the back, the spine to be upright and relaxed. Able to support this whole body. And around the support of the spine, just allowing the body to soften. Allowing the shoulders to drop. The belly and the abdomen to soften. It's perhaps allowing the hands to release if the fingers are clenching, softening the face around the eyes, the mouth, the cheeks. This body sitting, breathing, experiencing. Just noticing what's present in this moment. Just spending a moment touching into that contact point, the weight of the body, where it meets the cushion. And then as settling begins to happen, just allowing the awareness to spread out from that point, down into the legs, up into the trunk, down the arms to the hands, up into the neck, the shoulders, the head, the face. Directing the awareness internally, establishing mindfulness internally, making use of the first guideline, pause. It's that momentary stop of thought, story. Movements of the body. Those little mind moments that allow mindfulness to establish itself. Just touching into the seven factors. Mindfulness. Investigation. Noticing where there's ease, where there's tightness, where there's tension. Where we can, relaxing. And where we can't, receiving. Allowing that tightness to be present. Accepting that it is present. Simply noticing, allowing the awareness just to rest on that, becoming mindful perhaps of any changes, expanding around it, opening around it, and in the longer pause, just opening to this whole body, sitting, breathing, present to each moment as it arrives. Perhaps settling. As we allow ease into this body, noticing that the mind will also find some ease. This body, sitting, breathing, pausing, relaxing. Opening now to the external, the sound of this voice arising and passing. Sounds where you are, maybe the sound of traffic, sound of the weather, the sounds of nature. for those of you at home, those household sounds, the tick of a clock, the noise of some appliance, simply noticing, this is what's present in this moment. Opening to that presence. Opening to what is external and opening to what is internal both. Mindfulness being established internally, externally, and both internally and externally. This body is sitting, breathing, listening, hearing, feeling, perhaps smelling, perhaps tasting. Sensations, experiences arising and passing. Attuning to emergence, this fourth guideline, the arising and passing of phenomena. Pausing, relaxing, opening, noticing that arising and passing of phenomena. Change happening moment by moment by moment. This whole body sitting, breathing, experiencing mindfulness established internally, mindfulness established externally, mindfulness established both internally and externally. Listening deeply, the fifth guideline. Listening with the ears, listening to the words as they enter the ears, carrying meaning. Noticing how that meaning is received. How we assign meaning to these sounds that we call language, that we call words. And beyond that, listening to the sound of the voice, listening to its pitch, its timbre, its volume, its musicality. Becoming aware of connection to the voice, of information being carried beyond the level of the words themselves, that level of emotional content that the whole experience of listening brings. Moving beyond that, listening how the sound and the words land in this body, perhaps feeling vibration in the chest, perhaps noticing the meaning of the words, changing one's felt experience, changing something in the body. The reminder to pause, the reminder to relax, the reminder to open, the reminder to attune to emergence, to attune to the arising and passing of phenomena. Listening deeply with the whole body. Relaxing, allowing that connection to happen. Don't have to make it happen. It will happen. Just a couple of deep breaths. Allowing a moment of silence. Just to experience. Listening. Feeling. Pausing, relaxing, opening, attuning to emergence, listening deeply, touching what is true in this moment. The sixth guideline, speaking the truth. Not searching for some absolute truth, but simply touching into what is present in this moment, something that you will be sharing with your partner when we go into practice, when we go into inside dialogue practice. This is what's true for me in this moment. And then it will change. And something else will be true. So we'll just take a couple of minutes of silence, just to reflect for ourselves on each of these six guidelines. Pause, relax, open, attune to emergence, listen deeply, speak the truth. perhaps taking a couple more deep breaths. Then very slowly, in your own time, allowing the eyes to open. Allowing the experience of seeing to be present. To perhaps look around, to look on the screen at the faces of the people we're sitting with this morning. Just noticing the experience of making eye contact with one person, and then another, and then another. Perhaps a smile. Noticing how that feels. A sense of ease when we touch the face of a friend, of someone we know. Moving into this relational field, opening to this relational field, attuning to what emerges, pausing, relaxing, opening. Attuning to emergence, listening deeply, speaking the truth.